Now, we're going to be talking much more about ad-libs, a whole section on ad-libs, in about a month, 6 weeks' time, going on from there when we start a new section on our series of free daily podcasts called Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Today, we're just going to touch briefly on ad-libs because they come into what we're talking about here, and that is sounding conversational. And my suggestion to you is that when you've got a script, particularly for a podcast, you've got a series of notes and so on, you can sound much more conversational if you ad-lib around, swapping out words as you come across them. I mean, it's acting, isn't it? And okay, it's a bit odd to script sentences and then ignore the structure, and so too is creating a logical argument and then creating the impression that it's ad-libbed. Now, when I write a script, I'm certainly doing so with an ear for it to be read aloud. But sometimes on air, the rhythm or a word seems wrong, and I ad-lib something different with, I hope, greater effect. As I say, we look more at ad-libbing later, but here are a few more points before we pick up and run with this particular baton of ad-libbing tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. And number one, it would be to highlight the key points of a script and practice moving logically from one of those ideas to another without looking at each individual word. Ad-libbing will help you find a natural rhythm and alternative natural phrases that you hadn't considered when you're actually sitting at your keyboard. Things like, you know, let's face it, as you know, which kind of makes sense, yeah, and so on, which you can have to hand or build into the presentation. But beware of verbal crutches. These are phrases that you use too much and come to rely on instead of having clear, compelling content. And include additional oral ejaculations. So if talking with a co-host, this may include words like, well, or that's right, now, or so, at the start of answers, or uh-huh, to agree with them as they're talking. That's right. What I mean to say, yeah, using those kinds of phrases at the start of sentences or indeed during sentences help make you sound more conversational. Well, it stands to reason, doesn't it? There's another example. That's right. This is what we're going to be There's another example. And more examples to come. As Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues, over the weeks and months, your daily look at how to improve your presentational style with what comes out of your mouth. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.